today's extremely local news report. And Jen Sabella, you have breaking hot dog news, don't you?
We do. We're really excited to report that a new Portillo's is coming to the north side in November. November 2nd is the opening day. This has been much anticipated by people in Avondale and Irving Park area. It's on Addison, 3343 West Addison. And it's been in the works for so long, and people have been, there's been like a sign up saying it's coming. People are like, where is it? Mm-hmm. But they finally announced the opening day, so November 2nd. And the first 100 people who go through the drive-through will get these limited edition pins that are really cool, little Chicago flag style pins, and t-shirts designed by local artist Ryan Dugan, who, fun fact, designed our Chance the Snapper t-shirts back when that was the story of the day.
No dine-in service for a while, but that location on Addison, if fans are ever allowed back in Wrigley Field, that's going to be a hangout and a jam-packed Cub fan location on Addison. Let's talk about what's going on in Pilsen. What happened the other night at a virtual meeting, people are kind of upset there, aren't they?
It's an interesting story, because we often hear about people being upset when, you know, people come and try to tear down these historic buildings in the city. And the city is looking to landmark essentially 900 buildings in Pilsen, so a whole big, large chunk of Pilsen. These buildings were built between 1875 and 1910, and they're just historic as a port of entry for immigrants, Czech and Mexican immigrants back in the day. And a few years ago, a developer came in and was going to try to tear down two of these buildings and put up condos, just modern condos, and the city stopped it. And this landmark plan would essentially stop developers from doing that. Otherwise, the city doesn't really have a legal leg to stand on if they try to prevent any of these buildings from being torn down. But on the other hand, neighbors who live in these buildings are saying they can't afford what goes along with a landmark district. If you do live in a landmark building, there are a lot of rules and regulations when it comes to any rehab that you want to do, really anything you want to do around the house, and it could be more expensive to do basic things to your own home. And it could kind of tie your hands if you did want to sell it to a developer who wanted to put up, you know, apartments or a condo there. So if you do have a place that's in a desirable location and could make, you know, a good chunk of change on that property, you wouldn't be able to do that. So The neighbors are opposed to the preservation district, but also the alderman wants the buildings preserved as well. So it's kind of like the city saying, hey, we can't prevent these buildings from being torn down unless it's landmarked. And the neighbors want kind of the buildings not to be torn down and it not to be landmarked. So This is a ongoing conversation. The city is floating a smaller plan that would preserve 465 of the most historic buildings in the neighborhood and the murals. So this is just an ongoing conversation, and we'll see what happens.
To be continued. Very sad to hear about City Lit Books. Are they definitely closing up permanently?
This is such a bummer. It's my neighborhood bookstore, and yes, they're closing due to the pandemic. The owner told Mina, our reporter, that revenues have fallen dramatically. They were operating at about, you know, 40% of what they were. And she just said, you know, I don't know when it's going to get back to normal, and I can't carry on like this, because she's putting so much of her own money into the bookstore. That location, it's very like a popular brunch spot, a lot of foot traffic typically, but they've really lost all of that foot traffic. Just people aren't over there anymore. Lula Cafe, which is another like longtime Logan Square institution, they're just doing pickup and delivery right now. So that brunch crowd that's typically like standing in line waiting for Lula is no longer, you know, stumbling into City Lit and buying some books. So it's a sad story, and just another reminder to support the neighborhood businesses you want to survive after the pandemic, because they aren't going to be around anymore.
We cannot afford to lose bookstores. It's Jen Sabella. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Thanks, Bob.